in Wayne, in a neighborhood that has not regularly flooded before. I saw just extraordinary despair.
More than 2.5 million customers still don't have power, and 43 deaths in 12 states are now blamed on the storm. It's been one of the worst wildfire seasons ever in Texas. John Nichols of the Texas Forest Service says they're having trouble with a fire west of Dallas.
When you get wind conditions under these extreme dry conditions that you've got going on right now in Texas, it's just hard to get things taken care of quickly.
This fire has destroyed about 30 homes. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Libya since the uprising began in February. Tripoli Brigade's coordinator Hisham Abu Hajer gives this estimate from Libyan opposition forces.
50,000 is a number that has been looked at. We believe that's a lot more, but okay, just to be on the safe side, we said 50,000.
General David Petraeus starts his job as head of the CIA today. He'll hang up his military uniform after serving as the top U.S. commander in Iraq and Afghanistan. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
AT&T says it has 5,000 more reasons regulators ought to approve its acquisition of T-Mobile. The company says if the $39 billion deal is approved, it will bring 5,000 call center jobs it had sent overseas back to the U.S. It says it also will not cut any more wireless call center positions. A big concern surrounding any acquisition the size of AT&T's proposed deal is how many layoffs often follow. Layoffs will be a big conversation topic a bit later this morning when HR research firm Challenger Gray & Christmas releases its measure of August corporate layoff announcements. Following that, but still before Wall Street's opening bell, we get the measure of private sector employment from payroll processing firm ADP. Economists are looking for an August increase of as many as 100,000 jobs. This day appears to be shaping up decently for markets. Japan's Nikkei index closed break-even. Europe's markets rallying 1% or better. S&P futures up 10, NASDAQ futures up 20. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center through September 10th and save on all tires. All tire sizes, all tire brands. And pay only $21.99 for a conventional oil change with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's back to college. Time to learn about new things, like the fact that you can walk into a Walmart wireless center and walk out with a fully activated smartphone. Get the Sharp FX from AT&T, the HTC Wildfire S from T-Mobile, and the Samsung Continuum from Verizon. Just $28.88 each. Your new phone will work right away, which is more than we can say when you graduate with that art degree in glass blowing. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement are qualified two-year extension plan. Data plan required.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for...
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this glorious Wednesday morning. Just so you know, as you get ready to make your way out for your morning commute, we've got rain on the way. Nothing heavy, but it's on the way. And so just be ready. Grab that umbrella, perhaps your rubbers before you leave the house, and you're on your way. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. It's always a pleasure to be invited into your early morning lives. And whether, you know, it's the alarm clock and you've hit it the second time, that's news. God forbid why you'd want to wake up to this voice is beyond me. But hey, to each their own. We've got a lot going on today. We do have Ira Salters today from the MEA. And today, oddly enough, happens to be her last day on the job. She is retiring as president of the Michigan Education Association today. And I am told this will be the last media interview she will do in her tenure. So that's kind of a cool thing. So we can expect her at 7:30. Attorney Christopher Forsyth will be with us at 7 o'clock to talk about the recent appeals court rulings and how it affects the entire Michigan America medical marijuana law, the dispensaries, caregivers, the whole nine yards, because it's confusing, honestly, and we want to work through that, figure out what's going on. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press will be with us as well in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got a nice discussion planned for you this morning. And then, of course, all of our usual stuff. We've got some audio to get to you, although it's kind of a light audio day. And, of course, you're always welcome to join the show. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano, TonyTrupiano. So there. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Oh, fabulous.
You're looking well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you sleep okay last night? Did you have softball last night?
No, done with softball.
Okay, because you seem a little more rested this morning.
I know. Well, you know what? It's the long days of Mondays and Tuesdays being done and behind me now, so the rest of the week, smooth sailing. Until Friday. Friday's going to be a long day.
Why, what do you got going on Friday?
I'm working all day long.
Oh, are you?
All day long.
You're working at DFN?
DFN, yep.
Okay. God, you know, let's just very quickly, Killer, as you know, Tom Kowalski, as we mentioned yesterday, passed away a day before. It seems he had a heart condition. I read in on MLive.com yesterday afternoon. He had been recently hospitalized, which I think came as a surprise to a lot of people. He was on some medication to kind of smooth out an irregular heartbeat, and it looks like that was the culprit, unfortunately.
Yeah, I kind of I had a feeling it was something to do with, you know, just because of being 51 and being, you know, what I thought was in pretty good health. I mean, it's something that had to be, not too public and snuck up, I guess. Maybe not snuck up if he's going to the hospital, but.
You know, you stop and think, and listen, I'm 50 years old. The last thing I am is healthy. Let's just be honest about it. I'm extremely overweight. I smoke too much, and. Yeah, it did. It got me thinking yesterday. I'm reading that going, you know, that could be me. So some changes are in store for Big Tony T.
Oh yeah, you listen.
I go to the doctor. I mean, I'm not one of those men that, you know, goes, oh, I feel fine. I don't always feel fine, and so I go to the doctor on a regular basis. I know I don't eat properly. You know, I've got issues with my stomach, as you're well aware. And I probably need to spend more time figuring that out. But you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I smoke too much. I gotta stop smoking. I gotta start getting some exercise. And even if it's just walking a half an hour every day, I gotta do it. I know I would feel so much better, especially on this new schedule. I've been at this now 4 months. You know, my initial thought, to be honest with you, was I'll get used to these hours. I don't know, you know, these were new hours to you as well. I mean, it wasn't like you were getting up this early every morning before you started doing the show either. Do you feel like you've adjusted, or is it still, you know, do you still feel it?
No, I'm not quite adjusted yet. There are certain days where I feel fine, where it seems like, oh, yeah, I'm used to this. And then, you know, days like even today, I mean, I got some good rest last night. First time in a while, though, and I think, you know, getting caught up, it's the odd hours of sleep. You know, some days I'll only get 5, and then some days I'll get 8, and, you know, that's what I'm not used to yet.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's just one of those things, and I need to be mindful. First of all, I've never been a good sleeper. I just don't sleep well, and never have. I mean, in my adult life, I've never slept well, and I've always had, you know, jobs, whether it was a radio, you know, when I did overnights, talk about weird sleep schedule. You know, I did that for almost six years. I was on the air from midnight to 5 a.m. And then my kids were young back then, which is part of the reason why I did that shift, because I could still be a dad. You know, so I would do the show in the middle of the night. I would drop them off at school. I would come home. I would sleep from, like, you know, 8:45 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'd have to get up and get ready, go pick them up from school, and then get ready for the show that night. And, you know, it was just, you know, you do that for a long time, and, you know, it starts to wear on you. Then all the years I was in the restaurant business, I was getting up again 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, because it's what you have to do when you own a restaurant. So I've never been a good sleeper. And so even when I get the opportunity to rest, I don't rest well, because your body's not used to sleeping, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what it is for me as well. Like, you know, sometimes I think you can oversleep, and the next thing you know, you know, you're tired from sleeping, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm jealous of those people that can, you know, literally, if they get the chance, they can sleep 9 or 10 or 11 hours. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I can't do that either. No more than, I think 9 is the most I've ever slept, really.
Yeah, I can't even fathom. You know, and I guess when I was a kid, I was, like every kid, I slept a lot, but certainly not in my adult life. And, you know, if I sleep more than 5 or 6 hours at a time, I'm doing well. But that doesn't mean that I sleep well. And then my problem is when I nap, I don't feel well after I nap. So I'm not good at napping either. I'm just a mess. I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm a mess. Hey, great outcome to the Tigers game last night. I'm a little concerned we're not generating much offense right now, Jeff. But we win in pretty dramatic fashion.
Yeah, speaking of which.
Driven high in the air to right field. That poor back. He looks up. It's gone. Santiago has won it.
In the 10th inning. There you go. Awesome, awesome home run. You know, and it's interesting how he even ended up in the game, because we go back to earlier in the game, Magly Ordóñez has that tie-making single. And then, of course, Santiago is put in as a replacement for him on the bases, to run the bases. And sure enough, 10th inning, there he is. Pop, bang, boom.
Just like they draw him up. I think that's what they talked about before the game. If we go into extra innings, obviously we're going to have Santiago bat for Mags. That makes sense, so he'll run into a home run. Of the two, I was about to make a joke out of it, but yeah, I think maybe I trust Santiago hitting a home run more than Mags at this point.
Yeah, well, again, we get the desired result, and I'm a little concerned, and we got to talk about that pitching performance last
night. I was
just
about to say that. How about that Doug Fister, huh?
Well, a non-decision, but man, if you're going to get a non-decision, there you go. I mean, that had to just kill at least, I don't know how many points off his ERA.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's how good he's used to this, though. He probably figured he was back in a Mariners uniform again, where he's pitching and to no run support. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, again, it ended up being a no decision, which is irrelevant because that ERA had to have been reduced by, I don't know. I mean, he was great last night. He was great. And one of the, and I don't know who the Royal was that they interviewed after the game, but he said, you know, he's only throwing 89 or 90 miles an hour. But because of his delivery, it looks like it's coming at you at 95, you know, to 100 miles an hour. He said it's the most deceptive pitch he's ever seen.
Yeah, that's the same thing they said about Chris Young. I don't remember. Well, I don't know if you know Chris Young, who pitched for the Rangers, and then I think he's with the Padres still. But he's 6'10", and you know, Fister's 6'8", and they said just the fact that they're so tall and it's coming from a different angle, it makes it actually look like it's faster than it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, just reading the account of the game, because I didn't watch it, and I certainly wouldn't have watched it up to the 10th inning, I can tell you that right now. Speaking of sleep, the little bit I do get, I'm going to take. But, you know, it keeps us five games up in first place, you know, keeping pace, if you will. But it was an exciting end of the game, and I listen to, as I think you do in the morning, a national sports show, and that's what they led their sporting news off with, was the Tigers' victory last night. They used the radio call, not the TV call, but that's what we got.
Right, pull it off the website.
Yeah, so it was great. It was great. I'm you know, just real happy to see that we won again last night. Again, I am a little concerned about our offense. I'd like to see a little more offense, but you know, again, good pitching, I guess, is good pitching. Who pitched for Kansas City last night? Do you know?
Who started the game for
them?
Yeah, it was Jeff Francis.
Okay.
Left-hander used to be, he was the ace of the Rockies for years, and then he got hurt. I like that guy a lot. I think he pitches really well. That's the guy who I wish that the Rangers would have thrown in on the deal, along with Bettement, but...
Ah, well. All right, well, they won. That's that. Let's get to the break here. We had a lot to get to. Of course, always welcome to join us, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Truppiano. Thank you for punching in on this early Wednesday morning. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll take that quick break and be back.
Michigan News Talk is on first shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Jim, why don't we get some problems out there on Surface Streets? Nichols Road in both directions just west of the lodge. It's currently closed because of an accident. Same goes for Utica Road in both directions at Grosbeck Highway. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Well, it was supposed to be nice and sunny today, but we do have a chance of showers that are moving in from the southwest. And we should see those mostly before noon. Mostly cloudy today, a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy once again, a 30% chance of showers and storms, a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, again a chance of showers overnight, but a high near 85. Currently it's fair in 67, Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great girdly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in this morning. You know, Jeff and I have been talking about our September 12th broadcast, which is a Monday. And we need to, you know, we're kind of trying to figure, you know, out the landscape here, because we want to make sure that we pay proper homage to that day, to those that are fallen, to those that went in and rescued. You know, Jeff, I mentioned to you briefly this morning that on The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC last night, he did a piece on Rudy Giuliani and just ripped him to shreds. Absolutely ripped him to shreds.
So you probably don't want to have him on then to talk about it.
No, won't be having Rudy Giuliani on, that's for sure. Wouldn't have done it anyway, but... you know, there's, it was just an amazing spectacle. So for those of you that, might want to go, to the MSNBC website and watch that, but basically he blamed him, and made a compelling argument why he blamed Rudy Giuliani for the 121, I believe it was, firefighters that fell that day in the Twin Towers. It wasn't as simple as the explanation that we were given, as he very poignantly points out. It was a devastating piece. Anyway, we've been talking, Jeff, about what we want to do on September 12th, because that will be the day that'll be our most immediate broadcast to the 11th. The 11th is a Sunday. So that will be the day that we honor, again, that day and those that fell and those that served and all the heroes. So we wanted to actually reach out to the audience a little bit. Tell the audience a little bit about what you're looking for.
Yeah, I just I thought we would throw it out there, and we'll try and get people on. I mean, people that are you know, people that we've had on before, just to say, you know, what it means to them, what a story that they have. If you've been touched by 9/11, obviously everyone in this country has. But even if you know somebody who, you know, was in New York probably at the time, or if you have a loved one that was in, you know, some kind of story that we'll just do, you know, thoughts and feelings about the 9/11 on that day. Because I think it's one of those days that will go down. I mean, obviously, you'll remember that day. I can remember clearly the day before, that day, like, for the rest of my life. So I thought, you know, we would just talk about it and thoughts and feelings on that day.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody in the audience that actually has perhaps a connection, a more personal connection, maybe they were there, maybe they lost someone personally, and you want an opportunity to express your gratitude on air, reach out to Jeff. His email address is jeff@thetonyshow.org. jeff@thetonyshow.org, and let him know, and we'll create some, we'll build some time into the show for you that day. We're going to really kind of go off our normal program that day, because we'd really like to try to get as many people in as possible, and again, pay tribute. Certainly, you know, and I'll wait till that day. Of course, I won't forget that day. I was doing radio back then, and obviously I was called into higher service that day, not to over-dramatize my involvement, but I was on the air. I think I shared with you, Jeff, 9 hours that day. And it was an extraordinary experience, and I remember almost every minute of it, as if it were yesterday. And certainly, yeah, not something that we easily forget. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to just share a story, if you want to share an experience, if you have a personal connection, if you lost somebody, if you happen to be there, or in New York City, feel free to give Jeff, to send Jeff an email. And, you know, we'll try to get as many people as we can in that day, as we, again, honor those who made a sacrifice and continue, by the way, to make a sacrifice moving forward. It changed the country forever. There's no question that's true. You know, Jeff, interestingly, President Obama had said over the weekend that he would, during his radio address, that we need to go back to that feeling of unity, that feeling of what was possible for America on September 11th, 2001. And, of course, he was criticized for that by the Republicans. Don't ask me why he was criticized, but he was criticized for that. And it wasn't like he was invoking, you know, he wasn't trying to take advantage or over-dramatize something. He was just saying, you know, we need to go back to that feeling of, you know, of unity, of what's possible. Why would you have a problem with that?
No, the feeling of unity, I don't think, you know, you shouldn't have a problem with. I mean, that's what you should strive for. But the thing I think is kind of sad is that you have to have, it's almost like a metaphor for life. I mean, for our family, like my family, it seems like the only time they get together is when a funeral happens. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when a tragedy happens, that's when everyone can band together and feel that unity. I mean, why can't we figure out how to do that without having a tragedy have to happen first?
Oh, that's a great point. In that conversation, you know, you use the funeral analogy. I think that's something that everybody that's listening to us can relate to, because we've all had that experience. And what's the conversation that happens? We've got to get together. We've got to stop making it just funerals or weddings, right?
I mean, exactly.
How many times has everybody had that experience? And, you know, Saturday you went to a family reunion.
I was just going to say.
I believe it was on your mom's side of the family, right?
Yeah, and that's the first thing I thought of is that my mom is part of a huge extended family. She's one of seven. So, you know, a funeral happens and all the brothers and sisters come together, you know, the last time when my grandmother died. And they said, oh, you know, we've got to get together. We can't just keep doing this at funerals. I mean, it's the same thing you hear all the time at a funeral. So then, you know, this family reunion just took place, and it had been months in advance that they were planning it, and it was a very low turnout. I mean, it's, hey, life is happening. We got this going on. We got that going on, and you can understand it. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, that's what you think, you know, like until a tragedy happens, that's when you're going to get together and feel that unity thing. So, you know, President Obama has a big task in front of him if he wants to get the country to feel that unity without a tragedy taking place.
Well, you're right. I think any leader, whether it's the president or whoever you are, any leader that wants to try to, I don't know, evoke the emotional component of unity, because it's not just about being together, physically being together. There's an emotional component there, and, you know, maybe it's not possible to do that without some kind of tragic event. But, you know, Jeff, let's go back to the family reunion concept, not necessarily the one you were at, but just that idea. You know, in fact, Sunday there was a family reunion on my mom's side of the family, which I chose not to go to only because I just, there's a lot going on and I just needed to unplug that day. And, you know, I'm sure it was for you, and you probably, because I know you worked, you probably went late. But, you know, I just, you know, it's an all day thing. You know, when you go to a family reunion thing, it's an all day thing. And I've been in the past, so it's not like I haven't gone, and they do it on an annual basis. And so I can, you know, certainly, you know, go again next year.
You know what the motivation for me was, though, right?
Food.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, if Obama just cooked up a lot of really good food, maybe the country would come together.
He should have a hip-hop barbecue. That's what he should do.
Yeah, I heard he's good at running those.
He should have a hip-hop barbecue. I mean, that would bring the country together, I think. What do you guys think?
I don't see any reason why it wouldn't.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a break here. We've got some information to get to on the other side of this. Hey, by the way, did you hear Michelle Bachmann asked a question? What's the question? Well, we'll play it on the other side, and then you can decide. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. This little traffic update is brought to you by McDonald's. Got an accident out there, 94 westbound at Oakwood Boulevard. It's on the shoulder, not really causing any delays. Also, a couple of closures on surface streets. McNichols in both directions there, west of the Lodge in Utica Road. Both directions at Grossbeck Highway. I'm Russ with traffic.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new Cherry Berry Chiller. It's a new naturally flavored iced beverage featuring 100% fruit juice. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, surprisingly damp. Today, mostly cloudy. A high near 79, but some scattered showers this morning. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of a shower or storm overnight. Low around 67, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 85, with a chance of showers before 10 a.m. Currently, it's fair and 67 at Detroit City Airport. More first shift coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. From Maine to California tomorrow, nurses are converging on 60 congressional offices in 21 states to call for a tax on Wall Street to pay for the economic healing of our nation. Union RNs will sponsor soup kitchens and food pantries as they speak out on the need for jobs, health care, education, and housing. National Nurses United says the message is that Americans are hurting and they need jobs, a secure retirement, and no more austerity cuts. Nurses are asking members of Congress to sign a pledge to support a Wall Street transaction tax that will raise sufficient revenue to make Wall Street pay for the devastation that it's caused on Main Street. National Nurses United says a Wall Street tax on the very speculative financial activities that caused the 2008 financial meltdown could raise hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for the programs desperately needed to reduce the pain and suffering working families are still feeling. As the United Auto Workers Union tries to reach a new contract with the Detroit 3 automakers, workers at Ford are voting on a strike authorization in case one is needed. Ford's 41,000 UAW workers are the only Detroit auto workers who can still strike, if necessary. Ford workers want to raise the restoration of their cost of living allowances and higher starting wages for the entry-level workers who earn just half of what veteran UAW members make. The Detroit 3 auto contracts expire September 14th. UAW President Bob King says concessions and givebacks by the union to help save the U.S. auto industry has cost auto workers between $7,000 and $30,000 each over the life of the contract. The Communications Workers of America aren't waiting until Congress reconvenes to start the battle over funding for the Federal Aviation Administration. Jesse Russell reports.
Republicans have been unwilling to permanently reauthorize funding for FAA programs due to opposition to a new mediation rule they fear would make it easier for airline employees to form unions. The last time the GOP stonewalled funding, it resulted in a shutdown of portions of the FAA, costing the government nearly $400 million. It saw more than 75,000 employees, both FAA employees and construction workers, furloughed without pay. If the Republicans return to Congress with the desire to play games with jobs, it could result in a shutdown as soon as September 16th. The CWA has launched mailers and robocalls, encouraging taxpayers to pressure their representatives to pass a clean FAA reauthorization bill. One of the primary targets of the CWA is House Transportation Committee Chairman John Micah of Florida. The union has launched a website called Micah Watch, counting down to the next potential shutdown.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Truppiano. And first shift,
First shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And of course, as only she can do, Michelle Bachmann, and there's a little controversy, and I'll explain it in just a moment. But this is what this is the question that she asked a couple days ago. This is it.
Who likes wet people?
All right, so, okay, the question is, you know, what did she say? Todd, play it again. Just hit it again.
Who likes wet people? Yeah,
all right, now, what she said was, who likes white people? And before you get all up in arms about it, because that's not what it was about, there's a band playing at the event that she was at. What were they called, Jeff? They weren't called white people, but that was...
Yeah, the white people funk band or something like that.
So that's what she says. Well, you know, the conservative bloggers, because they just love this wench, said, no, she didn't say white people. Jeff, what did they say she said?
She said, who likes wet people? Because she went on to say it was a Christian event. She went on to say or to talk about the fact that it was about to rain or something like that.
Right, and with the floods and the hurricanes. And all right, play it one more time.
Who likes wet people?
There's no way she said wet.
Oh,
sweet Jesus. Who likes wet? Why would you ask if people like wet people?
I can't even think. I mean, it's the band is white people. And in fact, they had just gotten done playing. So she, you know, like anyone who goes on the stage, who likes Bon Jovi?
Right, foreigner. Yeah, absolutely. You know. And again, she wasn't asking if you liked white people. She was asking if you liked the band. Now, I got to say, those on the left, of course, took that out of context. And when I got it, and I played it, I thought, what the hell is this woman doing? But I say that pretty much with everything she does, so that wasn't a surprise necessarily. But by no means did she, you know, say, it was no way she was asking if you, I happen to, I like white people, but I like all people.
Who likes white people?
I do. All right, but, you know, at the same event, because she is the born-again Christian we know and can't figure out, she also went on to say the following.
And I don't know how much God has to do to get the attention of the politicians. We've had an earthquake. We've had a hurricane. He said, are you going to start listening to me here? Listen to the American people, because the American people are roaring right now because they know what needs to be done.
We're roaring. Did you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go roar today?
I'm going to roar about the economy. Every morning I do that.
Roar!
If it's raining, I'm like, God's weeping about how the economy isn't, the government's too big.
If the American people know how to solve this, then why does it seem that Congress doesn't listen to the American people? It's a fair question. All politicians say, and on both sides, the American people know what they want. The American people vote for what they want. Yet Congress never seems to do what the American people want. So it's an interesting dilemma. Why do you keep telling us that we know what we want, but then you don't do what we say we want you to do? The majority of us, anyway. I just don't get it. There's that disconnect thing that goes on. It's all very interesting to me, you know, that as we look at, you know, especially Rick Perry. Rick Perry's an enigma. This guy is dangerous. You know, somebody, Jeff, posted to the Facebook page yesterday that Rick Perry was going to win, you know, that he was worried that Rick Perry was going to win. And I wrote to him, shame on you, you know, just for writing that. And he goes, and I'm going to find it here. It's right here. And he goes, I wrote shame on you. And he wrote back, I don't know. People will vote against their own self-interest just for change sake. Look at what happened here in Michigan. And he's right. So I don't discount anything. I truly don't discount anything. But Michelle Bachmann is just, at some point, she's only going to states, by the way, that have Bible Belt kind of constituencies. She's not gone to a left-leaning state yet. Florida is where she's, I think, was most recently. But, you know, she's only going to states where there is a core constituency for her extreme beliefs. And I look forward to the day where she's got to pull out of this thing. I just don't, I think that she's going to, you know, have to do it kicking and screaming. but she will have to leave at some point. And in the field, you know, Sarah Palin still may get into this thing.
Yeah, the funny thing is Sarah Palin has better numbers than Bachman, and Palin hasn't even declared.
What does that say about the Republicans?
Good question.
Just think about it. You look at this field, and again, I said this yesterday. Well, let's just kind of extract John Huntsman, who's not being taken seriously, by the way. Let's extract him from this equation. And what you have are some pretty extreme political ideologues who don't seem to connect to the mainstream of America. And yet they seem to be doing well. It makes no sense to me. Well, they're doing well this early on. Again, there's a long time to go before we even begin the primary season. But there's this disconnect there. I don't quite understand it. All right, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. Let's go to the phones and welcome Mike and Westland to this early morning portion of the program. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, Tony, that's just because we're a couple of productive people, you know. Different viewpoints, but highly productive.
So, absolutely,
anyways,
sir.
Anyways, I just wanted to follow up what you said about the will of the American people. But before I did, after you allowed me to talk with you yesterday, I did go to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and did look at the unemployment rate, and I was wondering if you did the same, sir.
Yeah, of course I did. And, you know, and I don't want to get into it right now. I think we're going to have time at 8:30. Let me finish. Mike, that's not where I was going. We'll have time at 8:30 for me to get into that. I just don't want to do it right now. That's all. Because you know what?
Okay.
We don't have as many people listening now as we do at 8:30. And so that's the only reason.
Well,
I want to wait till we've got a little bigger crowd. But go ahead. What's on your mind this morning, Mike?
Well, you know, and I'll have to hook up on my phone because I'm going to be in Grand Rapids by then. I'll be out of your air, you know, as far as on the radio. But I just want to say, and I agree with you about the will of the American people need to be listened to by politicians. And that's why it bothers me when it comes to Obamacare, when over 70% of the people made it clear that if they did not want government-run health care, the Democrats did not listen.
Well, you know, but the majority of American people do want some kind of universal health care. Maybe they don't want Obamacare, but they want more people covered. They want better access to medical care. You know, the American people, Mike, the American people realize that in most other industrialized country, health care isn't even an issue because it's provided free of charge.
Tony, am I still there? Can I get a follow-up with you?
Of course you can.
Okay, well, sometimes I get a click drop here, but in Finland, the tax rate, and health care is not free when you're paying 80% income tax like you do in Finland. Okay, so it's not free.
All right, it's accessible. Okay, let's call it accessible.
Well, there's a big difference there, but I do agree with you that the medical care delivery system needed to be changed. But what was presented to us, they gave no opportunity for a private sector free market alternative. And I can tell you as a dumb truck driver, I can tell you what some of the people were presenting some plans like crossing state lines and taking people who are single carriers. You're a former business person, allowing those types of people to pool together into larger groups to save money. They were not given any of these opportunities to look at any alternatives, and Obamacare was unpopular and was rammed down our throats, and it was secretive, and it was...
Hey, listen, Mike, a couple things real quick here. Number one, the last thing you are is dumb. The last thing you are is dumb. You know, you and I don't agree on much, but the last thing you are is dumb. So don't ever say you're a dumb truck driver again, please, not on this show. And number two, you and I are going to have to just disagree on this because it wasn't done in secret. It was done. They had commissions. Listen, go back and Google the front pages or the health section or the business section of newspapers around the country from that when they were debating the health care reform, and you will see the last thing it was done in secret. Mike, I just need to move on, but I appreciate it.
One quick, Tony.
Real quick.
Nancy Pelosi said you'll have to read it to find out what's in it. I need to say no more.
Yes, you do. But you're right. She did say that. I'm not a big, by the way, Nancy Pelosi fan, to be honest with you. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Dave in Farmington. Dave, welcome to First Shift. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I want to get back to the clip that you played by Michelle Bachman. And unfortunately, many people throughout history make statements like that right after a natural disaster. I can remember Pat Robertson saying something like that after Katrina. And what it does is it basically takes the blame off of God or just weather pattern or happen chance for these natural disasters. And what she's trying to say is that the sins of people is being rewarded by God.
Yes.
And so he brings forth these weather patterns or natural disasters.
Yes, he's exacting his revenge on us by creating a natural disaster which destroys human life. Yes, God did that. Absolutely.
Right. And well, ergo, God, we didn't leave God any choice. He had to do that, you know. We tied his hands.
Well, again, I just, you would think, Dave, you would think that it would point out the hypocrisy of somebody like Michelle Bachmann. Unfortunately, you heard how that crowd reacted. There was applause when she said that.
And for the life of me, I don't know why you think Christians would be smart enough to boo her.
I don't think these people are. I think these people are God-fearing people, but I don't know that I can, Dave, call them Christians, or at least not rational Christians. You know, and I want to remind this audience, my mother was a born-again Christian, pretty hardcore born-again Christian, but she never lost her sense of logic. I can tell you that. She was still a pretty logical person. All right, we're going to take a break here. John in Clinton Township, stay on the line. We're going to come right to you after the break. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. Before I get back to the phones, a couple of things. Number one, you got to remember that back when the health care debate was going on, the Republicans, even those out of government, Sarah Palin was the one that started that rumor about death panels, which was never true. The Republicans didn't want to have the conversation. Bob sends me an email and says that the Republicans were actually excluded in the conversation. Bob, selective memory, Republicans refused to have the conversation. They didn't even want to be considered part of the conversation because they were so afraid of this issue. They were not excluded. They walked away, as they have on every major issue that matters to this country, even the debt ceiling. They walk away. They're cowards. Republicans are cowards. They're afraid if they do anything that advances this country, it makes the president look good. I know that's uncomfortable for a lot of the conservative people that listen to this show. It's just the truth. And it's been proven over and over and over again. The Republicans did not and do not want America to prosper right now.
And they're so confusing. The things that they used to be for, and then Obama's like, okay, good, I'll agree with you then. And then suddenly if he agrees, then they're like, wait a minute, it must be bad if you're agreeing to it.
It's insane. During the debt ceiling debate, Jeff, how many times did Obama come to their side of the table, and as soon as he got there, well, what did they do? They went to the other side. And then he would go over there, and they'd go back over. And then he'd go over there, and, well, then they'd skirt back over. I mean, they're so afraid that this man will look good that they will even make themselves look bad in the process. It's astounding. Let's go to the phones. Again, 888-552-3595. John in Clinton Township joins us now. John, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm fine.
Hey, your previous caller, a couple callers back, said most Americans don't want health care, United Healthcare. To be honest, that's why I voted for Obama, for United Healthcare. I think it's a good thing. And I also think a lot of these Republicans got the attitude of live and let die. And I think it's the wrong way to treat your society as a whole.
Well, fundamentally, John, fundamentally, that's kind of what divides us. You know, it goes back to this idea, John, of being my brother's keeper. That's something that you and I agree on. If you and I were to get together for lunch today, and let's say we were to set an agenda to talk about, not that we would do that, but let's say we did. And I'd say, hey, you know, John, when we get together for lunch today, let's talk about what we would like to see that would make America better. You and I would have a conversation that would be about how do we include more people in whatever. You know, you and I would be talking about how to make sure that, you know, like I've got this. How can we make sure other people get to experience all the wonders that I get to experience, right? That's what our conversation would be.
Yeah, very much so. And, as far as Christianity goes, too, I think Jesus Christ himself would want everybody to share the good fortune that they had with everybody to make sure everybody didn't have to walk around toothless and still could eat food at the dinner table.
They could have a
dentist to go to.
John, I don't think Obamacare went far enough, to be honest with you. It was last Monday that I spoke to a group that John Conyers has been convening on a daily basis on single-payer health care. HR 676, which has been out there forever, which is universal health care, which is what we need. And I agree, John, it isn't free. It isn't free. And,
yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't be, but it should be anybody who is sick, anybody that wants to stay well should have access to a doctor no matter who they are.
Sure, I agree with you. Hey, Canada has it, Germany has it, and they don't look like they're going down the tube.
Absolutely not.
They're doing pretty well.
You know, and they've been, John, thank you for the call. They've debunked those myths about, you know, people having to wait in lines for doctors and waiting months to get procedures. Yes, there are cases where that's happened, but on a whole, that's not true. It's just not true. And this idea that 70% of the American people, it was more, you know, Greg sent me a note, it's more like 50-50, and I don't even think it was 50-50, to be honest. I think it was a little lower than that. But it's because they were misinformed. It was because they were lied to by the Republicans, and the Republicans are great at lying. And as, you know, listen, ask the parents right now, or the children of parents right now, that are able to cover their kids at the age of 25. Because there are no jobs, because the Republicans refuse to allow the economy to get stronger, because we can't grow jobs, there are more and more people uninsured in this country than ever before. That's dangerous. You know, and again, so many bankruptcies are tied to bankruptcy. One of you sends me that damn email again, how that's not true. I'm going to scream. Don't do it. It is true. You know, the reality is health care is expensive. Our health care system isn't sick. It's the delivery that's sick. It's the insurance. The insurance companies are evil. They truly are evil. Highly profitable and evil. You shouldn't need permission to go to the doctor. You shouldn't need a paycheck to get just basic benefits to make sure that, you know, your heart is pumping okay. You know, your kids should be able to get asthma care if they need it. We should be able to practice a system of preventive care in this country that we can't afford right now. You know, if Michigan is actually one of the more progressive states as it comes to insuring children, the My Child program and other programs. A lot of kids aren't covered in Michigan, and parents just need to step up because there are programs there to help them. There truly are. That's government doing their best work. But we need universal health care in this country.
Isn't it crazy when you think of an idea that would benefit everybody? Like, you know, no one left behind. You know, we advanced America as a whole. And, you know, you think, well, there's no way you could possibly say that this is such a bad idea. Then it comes to the bottom line and people point out, well, it's, you know, well, I'm not paying for that person. It's unbelievable the thought on why you can't help advance an entire group of people and how it will benefit us all down in the long run. And yet people look at the bottom line.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. You know, everything has a price tag to it. You know, and this is the way I'm just going to, because, again, this is not going to shock anybody, the bleeding heart liberal that I am. I think we need to just expend whatever $2 or $3 trillion it is going to take to rebuild this country, to ensure this country, to move this country forward. And we will see how quickly, Jeff, we are able to create revenue through tax dollars off of paychecks of hardworking middle-class American men and women who have finally gone back to work. Once we start building a country we can be proud of again, once we start rebuilding the infrastructure of this country, once we start waking up to the reality that we can't play politics forever. If things are so great when Republicans are in control, why is the state of Michigan in such a mess right now? They control everything. If they're so damned good, and don't you dare give me that, they've only had 7 months. Don't want to hear that. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that indicates that in the state of Michigan we are getting ready to turn anything around at all. You came in, Republicans, and you decided that you were going to do it your way. Your way is to do what? To rape the middle class of their dignity, to tell unions they have no respect, and to tell teachers to shove it up the you know what. Is that the way you want to govern? Is that the way you want to lead? Is that what you want to teach the next generation of Michiganders? If that's leadership, huh? Seriously, folks, if that's what Republican leadership gets us, you're god dang right we need to start fighting. All right, when we come back, Christopher Forsythe will join us. We're going to walk through the whole Michigan medical marijuana quagmire. That is what it's becoming. An attorney general who seems to think that he has some moralistic need to inject his point of view into this. We'll get it all figured out. Russ will be with us. Traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. We'll take the break here on First Shift. Be back after the top of the hour break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Subtle traffic update brought to you by Lakeside Mall. We have an accident out there, 94 westbound at Oakwood Boulevard. It's on the shoulder. Another one as well, 94 westbound, that ramp 2696. That right ramp lane is currently blocked. And McNichols is still closed there. West of the Lodge. I'm Russ with traffic.
Lakeside Mall's Family Recess event is Saturday, September 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. There will be exclusive offers, games, and prizes. Spend $150 and receive a $20 mall gift card. Offer valid while supplies last. Conditions apply. For more details, visit shop-lakesidemall.com.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today. Some scattered showers this morning. Mostly cloudy. High near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy once again. Again, the chance for a shower or thunderstorm. a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 67 at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, the Passaic River in New Jersey is at a record high after Irene blew through. CNN's Chris Knowles is in the town of Little Falls where the water has overrun a local high school.
The water came inside. It's in the cafeteria, 1 to 2 feet of water. Musical instruments are floating in that high school's music room, and the water is shooting out of the toilets. The kids are supposed to be there next week. It's doubtful now that that's going to happen.
The start of school in Cranston, Rhode Island is being delayed because several schools there don't have power. Superintendent Peter Nero says people aren't happy about it.
People are very frustrated. We're frustrated as well. I have parents right now who are telling me even if we open schools, their daycare facilities are without power. They have nowhere to drop their kids off, and it's become a real mess right now.
The electricity remains out to over 2.5 million customers on the East Coast. A wildfire in Texas has destroyed about 30 homes west of Dallas. John Nichols of the Texas Forest Service says the conditions are brutal.
I don't think I've seen it this bad anywhere. I've been doing firefighting for a lot of years. You know, walking across somebody's yard that just crackles under your feet because the grass is so dry. It's just a tough, tough situation.
General David Petraeus is turning in his uniform for a civilian suit. CNN's Tommy Andres reports Petraeus starts his new job today.
His nickname was King David after he turned around what seemed to be a losing battle in the war in Iraq as the U.S. commander. General Petraeus then took over the reins in Afghanistan in July of last year. He's been referred to as the most influential general of his generation. And now after 37 years, he'll get a chance to lead a slightly more bureaucratic army as director of the CIA.
The suspect in the case of a missing American woman in Aruba is scheduled to be in court today. Gary Giordano was arrested 3 days after Robin Gardner was last seen. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center through September 10th and save on all tires. All tire sizes, all tire brands. And pay only $21.99 for a conventional oil change with coupon and no shop or disposal fees. Plus, auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may be available on Plus. One item for membership, no rain checks.
For decades, Wall Street has been a major source of money for charities, especially those with financial missions, such as counseling for people in poverty and help for entrepreneurs in troubled communities. But New York Times says giving by banks and brokerages remains way down, even as profits rise again. Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, ING, among firms still giving substantially less than before the market crash of 08. CIT Group has stopped all charitable giving. Goldman Sachs is an exception. It is giving more. Coming up this morning, two readings of the U.S. job market. One, economists hope with a small number, the other with a large number. HR firm Challenger Gray & Christmas will post its measure of August corporate layoff announcements at the bottom of the hour. The following hour, payroll processor ADP reports on August job growth in the private sector. The market looking for as many as 100,000 new jobs. Japan's Nikkei finished flat. European markets rising more than a percent. S&P futures up 10. NASDAQ futures up 20. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some... President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Hour 2 of this First Shift program. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. We got a lot to get to in this hour. Any of you have been following the Michigan medical marijuana law since its inception? I remember the day I signed the petition to get it on the ballot. It was back in, I think, 2007, I want to say. So this is an issue that's been around a while. Now, the people in Michigan overwhelmingly voted for this, and there are certain assumptions that we can make in the law that was passed. One of them is, yes, it's okay to have medical marijuana, but it also has to be okay to get it to use it, right? And so there's some things implied in that law. Well, the appeals court recently came out with a decision that has muddied the waters. In fact, in the Lansing State Journal, a headline in the paper reads, "A Michigan marijuana ruling adds confusion." And there's no question that is true. On this very station, in fact, there are two shows dedicated on the weekend, dedicated to Michigan to medicinal marijuana, and their very existence is threatened because their sponsors, dispensaries, have been closed down. Well, to help us work through all this and what it means and where it may or may not be going is my next guest. Joining us now is Chris Forsyth. Chris is an attorney with the Flood Law Firm. You can find them online at floodlaw.com. And, Chris, I understand this is an area of law that you've been doing some work in. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning to work through this issue.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you. Yes, myself, my firm, we represent dispensaries, we represent patients, caregivers, as well as we represent municipalities who are drafting regulations related to medical marijuana uses.
Well, let's start with the most recent ruling by the Michigan Court of Appeals. What did that ruling effectively do to the current state of this law, and more importantly, to the people that have been given permission, legally given permission, to use medical marijuana?
Well, Tony, the good news is, if you're a patient and you're growing your own marijuana, the opinion should not affect you, as well as if you are a caregiver and you're growing your own marijuana on behalf of your patients, it does not affect you. However, where it does affect the patient or caregiver is trying to obtain marijuana from a dispensary. The focus on the opinion, was on a dispensary operating in Isabella County. Basically, the Court of Appeals said that the dispensary was not operating within the bounds or within the rules as provided in the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act and declared it to be illegal.
Okay, now, so we, of course, one of the things we have to do, Chris Forsyth, is we have to say, okay, let's take a look at the law. What did the law say in regard to dispensaries, or did it say nothing with regard to dispensaries?
Well, there is nothing in the law that explicitly provides for dispensaries. However, what was an issue in the McQueen case is that if you look at the definition of medical use in the law, the definition of medical use does allow for transfer or delivery of marijuana. And so what the dispensary was saying in the McQueen case was, look, you know, I'm complying with the law. I'm engaged in medical use. I'm delivering marijuana from one patient to another patient who's a member of my dispensary. And the bottom line is the Court of Appeals disagreed with that argument and said, no, that you're not engaged in delivery and transfer, but in fact you are engaged in the sale of marijuana. Basically, you belong to this dispensary, you pay a fee to the dispensary. The Court of Appeals considered that selling marijuana and said that's not allowed under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act.
All right, so for those people that quote-unquote have dispensaries, what would preclude them, Chris, from saying, hey, listen, I'm no longer a dispensary, I'm a consultant, and I'm going to charge for my advice, and part of that advice, after, you know, I've helped you work through your issues, is that, you know, I'm going to then deliver, if you will, marijuana as part of my consulting service. After we've discussed this, this is going to be part of my service. What would preclude you from doing that?
Well, certainly the McQueen decision is going to impact you if you have that type of business, because what the court did is they said the fee that is charged is really considered the sale of marijuana. So if you're charging a fee and you're consulting and you're facilitating delivery of marijuana like you have in the McQueen case, then you're looking at possible prosecution or being declared a nuisance by a court. Again, what you have in McQueen is patient-to-patient transfer of marijuana for a price, for a sale, that's being facilitated by the dispensary. And the court said that that was illegal.
What if the dispensary were to call itself a caregiver?
Well, I think at the end of the day, whatever you want to call yourself, whether you're a dispensary or a caregiver or consultant, what the court is going to look at is what exactly are you doing. And if you're doing what the defendants were doing in the McQueen case, what that dispensary was doing, which really was a club where you're a patient, you can join the club, you pay a membership fee, and then you can basically give your excess marijuana to other patients for a fee. If you have that model, whether you call yourself a consultant, a compassion club, a caregiver, a dispensary, you should proceed with caution, and you may face prosecution.
All right. Well, we do know that over the course of a few days, and it may be still happening, but over the course of a few days anyway, Christopher Forsyth, one of the things that happened is dispensaries the state over closed down. And, of course, that means that there are not only people out of work, but there's, you know, I would imagine they were collecting taxes. There was revenue involved here. I don't know what the cost to the state will be as a result to these dispensaries or businesses or consulting firms or compassion clubs closing down. Is there a significant cost to the state with this ruling?
You know, Tony, that's difficult to answer. I don't know what the impact would be, other than to say I do agree with you that there there certainly will be an impact statewide on multiple levels, whether it's taxes, whether it's people out of a job, whether patients have the ability to get their marijuana.
And that really is the question at hand here, Chris Forsythe, is that it is about the ability to get your medical marijuana. Now, not everybody, I would imagine, has the skill set to grow it. I know that there are certain restrictions as to where you can grow it. And I'm not that familiar with the law, but I do know that there are some restrictions there. You know, there's that the one of the cases in Livonia, and I'm thinking of, you know, this elderly couple that, you know, that ended up in court over, you know, basically that what they thought was, you know, a legal, you know, within the legal bounds of the law as it related to patient care.
Right. And I'm glad, Tony, you brought up the Livonia case. I don't know if the plaintiffs in that case have filed an appeal, but the Livonia case is going to be the next battlefront. What the Wayne County Circuit Court judge said in that case is the Medical Marijuana Act is invalid because it conflicts with federal law, that the Supremacy Clause trumps Michigan's medical marijuana law, and basically threw the entire act out. And so, again, if there's going to appeal, that's going to be the next battle.
Well, of course, that would, I think that obviously that would create quite an uproar within the medical marijuana community. There's no question about that. You know, Chris, I'm assuming that you represent some patients. Would that be correct?
Yeah, our law firm represents patients and criminal prosecutions. We have advised dispensaries as well, and we've assisted municipalities in regulations.
All right, with regard to the patients that you represent, again, they're using marijuana for a specific medical condition. How does this, or what has been their concern over the restriction here, that they're not going to be able to get relief from whatever the marijuana was doing for them?
Yeah, what we're going to have to tell our clients are, you know, you should not go to dispensaries. You basically should, at this point, stay away from any type of business entity that is involved in the sale of marijuana.
Hey, Chris, would you stay with us? We got to get to the break, and we're up against the clock, so we'll come right back. Chris Forsythe, again, with the Flood Law Firm, floodlaw.com. We've put him up on our Facebook page. Just search First Shift on Facebook, and you can go right through and check them out in case you need them, folks. Medicinal marijuana, that's the topic. We'll take the break and come back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
Spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out there. 696 eastbound at Evergreen. We have an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up through the mixing bowl. Also, not if we're westbound, that exit ramp to 696, the right lane is blocked there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, some scattered showers this morning, mostly cloudy, a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, chance of another morning shower, partly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
I'm making burgers, honey. Do you want one or two? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I mean, would you like to double down?
I'm in.
Yeah, he still feels it. He's been to MGM Grand Detroit with more than 4,000 of the best slots, over 90 table games, and so much more. It's hard to shake the feeling.
And we have a winner. Here are your chips.
Thanks. It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
recently on First Shift.
Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers. Retirees are reaching out to me this morning as well, Bob, and wanting to know if you're going to protect their interests in this latest round of negotiations with the auto companies.
We greatly honor and respect our retirees, so we've always been very strong in their passion to support and help retirees. We are very, very mindful of our retirees and helping them and honoring all the contributions they've made.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Well, welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Again, Chris Forsyth, my guest. He's an attorney with the Flood Law Firm. We're talking about the recent Michigan Appeals Court ruling as it relates to the Michigan medicinal marijuana law, which is threatened. You know, Chris, there's no question that this law, as we were just discussing the Livonia case, you know, the law itself is threatened. You know, the federal government, you know, has said that, you know, they're allowing local and state control of this issue. Will the courts consider that when this case goes before them, do you think?
Well, actually, Tony, the federal government lately has become rather schizophrenic on this issue. On the one hand, they have said, well, we're not going to get involved when we're dealing with sick people and access to medical marijuana. On the other hand, they have said, we're going to continue to prosecute those who are engaged in businesses and enterprises. So in their first statement that we're not going to go after sick people, that statement I believe was first made about 2-3 years ago. Since then, they've kind of shifted back the other direction, swung more to the right, and have come out with statements saying, no, we are in fact going to prosecute dispensaries and other enterprises.
Well, you know, again, the people of the state of Michigan voted for a law that allowed access and use of medical marijuana. I have that fact correct, right?
Yes, you do.
All right, so it's what the majority of people want. I don't know that this has been polled lately, but it won by a pretty overwhelming margin. So it wasn't like it was a razor-thin victory on this issue. And in fact, it won in a year where, you know, it wasn't necessarily a great year for left issues, but sure enough, you know, the common sense prevails. For those people, you know, Chris, that are you know, are currently patients,
Can we expect the state legislature, understanding that, you know, it's Republican and everywhere we look, including the Supreme Court, can we expect the state legislature to try to, you know, change the legislate this law to a point where it's almost irrelevant?
You know, I'm not sure what the legislators are going to do with this. I mean, certainly, in my opinion, what is needed is a legislative fix that would allow dispensaries and caregivers and explicitly provide for them. But I don't think there's the willpower in Lansing to do that. And let me say this from the judicial branch of the government. The McQueen decision is really the latest in a long string of decisions where the Court of Appeals has come down on the side of prosecutors and have ruled against caregivers and patients. So I hate to say it, but I don't think the future is very bright here in Michigan.
What about the Supreme Court? Do you see the challenge making its way to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I do. I know that there are a couple cases pending, medical marijuana cases pending in the Supreme Court that are going to touch on this issue and maybe other issues. Given the conservative nature of the Michigan Supreme Court, I don't see, although it's a possibility, but I don't see the Supreme Court overruling the Court of Appeals in this particular decision.
Yeah, and of course, timing, Chris, is always an issue because we're quite a ways out of the 2012 election cycle, and again, you're right. There is a conservative slant to the Michigan Supreme Court. There's no question that's true, and I'm not optimistic. I'm not optimistic for right now for medical marijuana patients and their caregivers, and the insanity of that is it has become now an industry. This is an industry. It's a real industry. We reported on the show just a few months back that, you know, it did generate, I think, somewhere in excess of $10 million in its first year, and that was the first year that, you know, we had data for. I would imagine it will continue to grow and continue to generate some income for the state of Michigan. Certainly, it's a program that is profitable, that it's paying for itself. And it just seems to me it's ridiculous to harass sick people. I mean, at the end of the day, this is harassment of sick people, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I can't say, Tony, that the industry is dead. However, certainly what the Court of Appeals said in this recent decision, this McQueen case, certainly that's going to have a negative impact on the industry across the state.
Well, there's no question that's already happened. Again, I go back to this idea, especially if you have a situation where the caregiver, whoever the caregiver happens to be, just doesn't either have the skill set to grow it, you know, or for whatever reason can't grow it, you know, making it that much harder for a patient to get the medicine they need. Because, you know, Chris Forsythe, this is medicine we're talking about here. It's not like grandma's, you know, puffing on a doobie, getting off, getting high. That's not what this is about here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. It's a legitimate concern. Unfortunately, what we're going to have to advise our clients is you're a patient. You're just going to have to try to do it yourself, or you're going to have to just strictly stick with your caregiver. And just for your own safety and so that you're not being prosecuted, that you should really stay away from any of the enterprises at this point.
Well, you know, again, this is very, very problematic. And, I, you know, at some point, the lunacy of this is always, for me, is you've got a lot of people, and all they can do, Chris, right now, is stand on the sidelines and watch this happen. You know, this is because it's in the courts, it's in the judicial system. You know, it's not like you can call your local judge and say, hey, you know, you need to support this issue for us. It's not like calling a lawmaker. And until we have some legislation proposed, we can't even lobby our lawmakers. Of course, you know, if somebody's got a better idea, then they, I guess, need to approach a lawmaker, see if they can get one that would be willing to support this industry. But with a Republican-leaning, a conservative-leaning legislature, we already know where they stand. You know, and the Attorney General hasn't made this easy. He's again, made this a question of morality instead of and even in a question of morality, Chris Forsythe, you have to wonder how moral is it to deny somebody medical care?
Yeah, what the Attorney General did is a couple months ago, he came out with an opinion, which he came flat out said he believed dispensaries were illegal. And in his opinion, and it was a foreshadow, it gave you a hint of where the Court of Appeals was going to go with this issue, understanding that Bill Schuette is a former Court of Appeals judge. It's not surprising, perhaps unfortunate, but it's not surprising that the Court of Appeals decided the way they decided.
Well, again, we just have to, at least at this point, stand on the sidelines and wait and see what happens. So I don't know that I think we did answer a lot of questions today. I don't think we like the answers, Chris Forsythe, that we got. But, hey, that's what it is, and you have to deal with your reality. Now we know what our reality is.
Right, and it is what it is, and certainly if you are in the business, the medical marijuana business, certainly you should be contacting and consulting with your attorney at this point.
All right, well, let's make that attorney, Chris Forsythe. Again, you can find them on our Facebook page at the Flood Law Firm. Chris, thank you so much for your time today. We've got to go for our next guest.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you spending some time with us. This is just, I think I'm more confused, and not because Chris didn't explain it, he explained it perfectly. What I'm confused is how do we move forward, and I don't like what I see moving forward. A quick break here when we come back. Ira Salters with the MEA. Stay with us.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Just one accident still out there right now, 696 eastbound at Evergreen. The center lane is blocked there, so traffic is backed up through the mixing bowl. Some slowdowns on 75 southbound between 11 mile down to 9 mile. 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. That is slow as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some scattered showers this morning, mostly cloudy otherwise. A high near 79 tonight. Still the clouds remain. A chance of a shower. A thunderstorm, a low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. From Maine to California tomorrow, nurses are converging on 60 congressional offices in 21 states to call for a tax on Wall Street to pay for the economic healing of our nation. Union RNs will sponsor soup kitchens and food pantries as they speak out on the need for jobs, health care, education, and housing. National Nurses United says the message is that Americans are hurting and they need jobs, a secure retirement, and no more austerity cuts. Nurses are asking members of Congress to sign a pledge to support a Wall Street transaction tax that will raise sufficient revenue to make Wall Street pay for the devastation that it's caused on Main Street. National Nurses United says a Wall Street tax on the very speculative financial activities that caused the 2008 financial meltdown could raise hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for the programs desperately needed to reduce the pain and suffering working families are still feeling. As the United Auto Workers Union tries to reach a new contract with the Detroit 3 automakers, workers at Ford are voting on a strike authorization in case one is needed. Ford's 41,000 UAW workers are the only Detroit auto workers who can still strike, if necessary. Ford workers want to raise the restoration of their cost of living allowances and higher starting wages for the entry-level workers who earn just half of what veteran UAW members make. The Detroit 3 auto contracts expire September 14th. UAW President Bob King says concessions and givebacks by the union to help save the U.S. auto industry has cost auto workers between $7,000 and $30,000 each over the life of the contract. The Communications Workers of America aren't waiting until Congress reconvenes to start the battle over funding for the Federal Aviation Administration. Jesse Russell reports.
Republicans have been unwilling to permanently reauthorize funding for FAA programs due to opposition to a new mediation rule they fear would make it easier for airline employees to form unions. The last time the GOP stonewalled funding, it resulted in a shutdown of portions of the FAA, costing the government nearly $400 million. It saw more than 75,000 employees, both FAA employees and construction workers, furloughed without pay. If the Republicans return to Congress with the desire to play games with jobs, it could result in a shutdown as soon as September 16th. The CWA has launched mailers and robocalls, encouraging taxpayers to pressure their representatives to pass a clean FAA reauthorization bill. One of the primary targets of the CWA is House Transportation Committee Chairman John Micah of Florida. The union has launched a website called Micah Watch, counting down to the next potential shutdown.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after hour. Just having a little bit of fun there, folks. Listen, I'm absolutely thrilled to bring my next guest to this wonderful audience. I originally interviewed Iris Salters, the president of the Michigan Education Association, I don't know, probably right after she was first elevated to that role back in 2006. Since then, the MEA has done some remarkable work, but as we look at her tenure as it closes out today, yes, today is Iris's last day on the job. It gives us an opportunity to ask her to look back, to look the present square in the face, and help us look a little bit forward as the challenges upon teachers and education have been raised to a screamingly loud level. And it is my pleasure and true honor to welcome Iris Salters to First Shift. Iris, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
You know, I've got to tell you, I was honored and truly honored to host the rally in Lansing back in May. And you said something at that rally that to this day sends chills up and down my spine. As you talked to the up to 10,000 people that were there, most of them teachers, you said, "Today I stand before you. Come September, I will be standing with you." That was just an amazing moment for me, Iris, and beautifully said, beautifully delivered, and obviously the crowd, that resonated with the crowd in a big way. So thank you, because I was just thrilled to be a part of that moment.
Well, that was really heartfelt comment from me. My life has always been centered around education and public education and public education employees. And so even though I retire, it doesn't mean I'm dropping that focus in my life.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. For those, and I know many of this audience read, you do a monthly, you were doing a monthly column in the Detroit News, and in fact, the one from the last one you did was titled "GOP Flunks All Efforts at Reform." As you look back at your tenure, both as vice president of the MEA and president of the MEA, did you ever think, Iris, that you would see this kind of assault on public education, and more importantly, on the teachers that deliver that education?
No, there's always been some assaults. But I didn't think that it would raise to the intensity and the seeming just really eagerness to put down school employees. And that's interesting to me because in most countries, school employees are held in high esteem because the people of this country and every other country give their most precious things to educators to educate. And yet, in this country, we seem not to value that.
Oh, unfortunately, that has been proven out, especially with a very Republican governor, legislature, and even our Supreme Court. And I don't want this last media interview you do to be a downer, because there are lots of good things that have happened during your tenure as the president of the Michigan Education Association. Certainly, the organization during your time has done very well. And you know, one of the reasons that we know that the legislature originally was attracted to your work is that financially, as a union, you folks are incredibly strong. And they love it when they see money somewhere, and they've tried to get that money from you on more than one occasion, unsuccessfully. But as we take a look, I think that one of the things, and you should get some credit for this, that in this time of great turmoil, I've never seen such wonderful unity amongst your membership as you have today.
Well, I think that school employees across the state are realizing that if they don't stand together, then they will fall together. And so we need to be united as an education, and not just within our union, but united across all public school employees, no matter which union they belong to.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and of course, some controversy. The MEA, under your leadership, made a deliberate decision to get involved in the recall of not only the governor, but some state legislators, including Paul Scott, who we know will be on the ballot in November. In fact, the only Republican that will find his name on the recall ballot this November. Why did you decide, and I say controversial, because labor had basically stayed away from these recall efforts. Why did you decide as an organization to get involved?
Well, because we weren't seeing any crack in the Republican agenda that led us to believe that we would even be considered in their program. And so it was no reason for us not to say enough is enough. And, you know, sometimes you reach a point where you have to say, I have to move in a very strategic way in order to get people to listen to what our needs are. And that's exactly what we did.
Well, you know, let's for a moment just take a step back, Ira Salter, looking at your career in education. And what are some of the things that you look back on and with great pride and pleasure?
Well, I guess the most pride and pleasure comes from the time I spent in classrooms and in public schools. I was, as you know, a special education teacher, and I truly enjoyed my time in Kalamazoo doing that. I think the next thing that I am very proud of is the fact that I was given the opportunity and the honor to advocate for school employees across this country, across this nation, as well as through my work with NEA. But I think in that, I have gotten a chance to interact with people who are truly committed to the children of Michigan. And they give every day, no matter what kinds of things are thrown at them. They give their best every day for the children and for the families.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, listen, anybody that knows a teacher knows the truth in that statement. Looking forward, you today pass the baton on to someone else. What advice do you have for the next president of the Michigan Education Association?
Stay committed to the end result. And the end result is to advocate for school employees and school children across the state. And don't let anybody take your eye off that prize.
Oh, that's pretty sage advice, and we'll close with this. We have some wonderful resources. We happen to call them children in this state. Those that are beginning as school starts at the college level already, at the high school and the K-12 level on Tuesday in most parts of the state, as we begin this new school year. What advice do you have for those that want to make education a career in spite of everything that's going on right now? What would you advise them, Ira Salters?
I would advise them that even though it looks pretty bleak now, education is the most important thing that they can become involved in their lives. And after 45 years, I have truly enjoyed every moment of that. And there are rewards far beyond your paycheck that come from being involved in children succeeding and learning in the educational environment.
Well, I would have to think that, especially as you now are just hours away from officially being retired, that you've had students come back to you many years later, and I'm sure thank you and have thanked you for what you have done for them. And that reward, by the way, is something that money can't buy.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I want to thank you again for the time that you've given me over the years. I've enjoyed getting to meet you. Certainly appreciate the leadership that you've given education in the state of Michigan for all these many years. And my hope and prayer is that you have a very active retirement, but you're never so far away that we can't pull you back in when we need your voice and your leadership.
Well, thank you, Tony, and thank you for your support over the years.
Now, Iris Salters, once again, thank you so much, retiring today. Iris, a pleasure to have you with us. Enjoy retirement.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Okay.
Just a remarkable woman, truly a remarkable woman. And I'm certainly glad that we had an opportunity to share her on her last day in office. Imagine, Jeff, if you can, being involved in an enterprise for 45 years. Just for her, it happens to be education. Just imagine. You know, coming to the end of that road and knowing that you have had such an impact on so many lives, and that has to be a good feeling.
That's a life fulfilled right there. I think that's what everyone should strive for, to enjoy what you're doing so much that you do it for that long, and then realizing that you've made an impact the entire time. I mean,
and think about this as well, because we got to get to the break, but think about this as well. She is a female, she is African American, and she succeeded not only in the classroom, but as a leader in a union movement that, you know, didn't always value especially minority women. Think about that for a moment. I mean, she's accomplished a great deal. A great deal. A quick break here. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this. We're open lines. If you got something on your mind, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First chip with Tony Trupiano.
Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 28th through September 5th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to thank Iris Salters once again, president, for another few hours of the Michigan Education Association. Great leadership coming behind. We're going to get him on here real quickly. We're going to continue to partner with the MEA to make sure that the issues that matter to this audience are covered extensively on this program. If you are in a union and you have an issue and you need an ombudsman, I'm that guy. You reach out to me. You reach out to Jeff. We will make something happen for you. All right? If you have an issue that needs to be aired, this is the show to do that. And I'm not talking about a simple phone call. You need us to get involved in a fight. We get involved in that fight. It would not be the first time. I mean, that's part of the service that we provide. Again, this is a movement. It's not a radio program. So if you've got something, reach out to us. Please do that. I'm serious. If you're in a union, you got a problem in the workplace, you know, as your union, you're struggling, just as we had the American Postal Workers Union on, you know, that's what we're here for. And that's exactly what we're here for. You know, Jeff reminded me just as we were going back on air that the two people that were stupid enough to throw a pie in Senator Carl Levin's face last August were sentenced yesterday to 30 days in jail. They were just upset over war policy. Senator Levin, for those of you who are not aware, is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And so he certainly has something to say about foreign relations policy and war policy and advising presidents of all political parties. And so they got theirs, didn't they, Mr. Radford?
Doesn't it seem weird? That's how you voice your displeasure these days now, is throwing a pie. I mean, remember Rupert Murdoch being interrogated
over
in Europe?
This was an apple pie. They took the crust off because they didn't want to hurt him. Because God knows that, and I don't know where the hell they got a pie, but if the crust is going to hurt, don't eat that pie.
Yeah, well, just like we said when it happened to the Murdochs, how the heck does a guy sneak a pie in? You know, you're like, you're checking for guns and weapons, and you're like, okay, pie, you're good. You know, you go ahead.
Well, again, they were at, I'm thinking it was a town hall meeting, but they were in a public place, so it was probably, listen, there's not great security. If you know, you're a member of Congress, and you go speak at something, like, you know, a lot of stuff that I speak at, congressmen are at, as you know. They have an entourage. They don't have security for the most part. I mean, they don't have security that travels with them. They don't have Secret Service that kind of, you know, combs the room for, you know, weapons.
And you really hope that they shouldn't have to have that. I mean, again, you might disagree with
the Gabby Giffords thing. But, again, that was a public forum. That happened outside. I mean, you know, you can't. You know, yeah, Jeff, we can't get it to the point where, you know, you've got to get scanned just to walk, you know, just to talk to your member of Congress. Or do we? I mean, you know, God forbid that something like that were to happen again. But so anyway, 30 days in jail. 30 days in jail. Something else.
For just giving a guy a pie.
Yeah. Hey, it just happened we gave it to him in the face, right?
Right. You aim a little lower and maybe you get less. You know, if they go to the chest, maybe they only get 15 days. You know?
You got to admit that must have been pretty freaky for Senator Levin. I mean, you know, even if it were you, if we were to jokingly put a pie in your face, that would scare the bejesus out of you if you didn't know it was coming, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't. I was in a play once when I was in high school and I got a pie in the face. during the, it was part of the play, and it scared the, you know, the
right, and you knew it was coming, right?
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, because we did the play a couple of times, you know, and each time it was, you know, I knew what to expect because it was only filled so much. But then, of course, the night where it was parents' night, it was the last night, it was the biggest night of all, they filled this pie just so full of cream and everything, and it did. It, I mean, I knew it was coming, and it surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah, well, interesting, interesting. Turn of events for those two, and they'll spend their 30 days in jail, and I'm sure it'll be 2 weeks after they do the good sign thing. All right, very quickly, we were talking about health care earlier and Obamacare. Now, some people have a problem with that label. I don't. In fact, the president doesn't. In fact, Jeff, I think that he said it was either last week or the week before. We never did get to that audio when we had it. He said, yeah, Obama cares. That's exactly what he does. Yeah, I'll wear that label. So, yeah, it's true.
You know? I think it's funny to turn it around on him like that.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, somebody writes, the truck driver said today he is against Obamacare. The fact that he still uses the term means he doesn't understand it. By not being against it, by being against it, he is saying that he is for denying people for pre-existing conditions, annual and lifetime limits, and not covering dependents until they are 26. Many ideas he presented, like crossing state lines, were shut down by the GOP and Blue Dogs. That would be Blue Dog Democrats. In 2007, an AMA study found that 47% of bankruptcies in the U.S. were due to medical reasons. He is against Obamacare because of who pushed the reform, not what it is in it. Then there's no question John, who wrote the email, is correct. This is all about hating this president. It is really about hating this president. It is really about making this president look his bad. I have a good friend who says to me all the time, I don't hate the man, I hate his policies. That's a lie. You do hate the man. I can just tell by the way you continue to pile on him, you hate the man. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I got another article from somebody that, and God bless you, that said, check out the wait times in Canada. Bob, with all due respect, that article's from 2007, and wait times, there are wait times in this country. So I don't buy the wait times argument. Our medical delivery system is awful. And you don't for a minute think the doctors are happy about it. And the frontline workers, like nurses, that they continue to do their jobs. I mean, they're just sign of God, nurses are. You know, they're the ones that deliver most of the health care in this country. And what we put them through, it's sinful.
Isn't that a weird way to look at things, though, with the wait times? So you're going to say, okay, let's not give care to people who need it so that I can get to the doctor faster.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we make sure everyone gets cared for? That's the most important part.
Well, you know, listen, I told you, I had to go see a specialist a couple years ago. It took me 9 months to get an appointment. 9 months. So, you know, that's a wait time. You know, when I go to the doctor, when I go to the doctor's office, when I have an appointment that I had for God only knows how long, and you walk in, you wait in the waiting room. There's, you know, healthcare is just that way. They overbook these guys. I used to look at this a whole lot different. But one of the reasons I don't complain a whole lot about having to wait in the waiting room now is I would rather know my doctor is giving a patient more than just a cursory look. And my doctors are pretty good people, and when I have questions, they stop and answer them, and I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. And you know, this idea that, you know, healthcare should be in and out, and you know, they could only spend 2 minutes with each patient, that they don't do that as a general rule anymore, is a good thing. There's a lot of money in the system. They can still make money. We just need to make sure everybody that needs access to healthcare gets it, and that they don't have to worry about the cost of it. And that's the key, is the latter part of that. Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press on the other side. We got a real good potpourri of stuff that we're going to get to. In 8:30, I've got a lot of stories to get to. I've got more audio to get to. And we just have a lot of stuff to cover. So you're going to want to stay where you're at. I'm Tony Truppiano. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Gee, thanks for punching in this morning. I do appreciate it. We'll take the break and be right back.
Third 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Got some slowdowns out there. 6 out of 6 eastbound between Mound and Van Dyke. That's a little backed up, as is 6 out of 6 westbound between Cousins and 75. 75 southbound between 14 Mile down to 8 Mile. You'll find some delays there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly cloudy. We'll see some scattered showers move through the area this morning, a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 67. Maybe a chance of a shower, a thunderstorm. And then tomorrow, slight chance for a shower in the morning, partly sunny otherwise. A high getting up to the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Tribbiano coming up after the top of the hour.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, North Carolina and New York are now officially disaster areas because of the damage from Irene. CNN's Alina Cho reports from a beach community on Long Island Sound where some people are returning to their homes.
All you have to do is take a walk along this stretch of beach, and for as far as the eye can see, almost every home has been either damaged or destroyed. 3 days after Hurricane Irene made landfall in this community, residents here are only now beginning to assess the damage, and it's not pretty.
New Jersey's Passaic River surged to record levels. CNN's Chris Knowles describes what it's like in the town of Little Falls.
This has been more than a century since it's been this bad. It's worse now. The last time it was like this, a hurricane hit. Not to the degree of Irene. So they're in really bad shape today, and that river's going to take a while to go down.
Texas is suffering through one of its worst fire seasons in history. More than two dozen homes were destroyed in a fire that's burning west of Dallas. We know a little bit more about what's in the jobs plan President Obama will unveil next week. CNN's Brianna Keeler says it'll include some tax cuts to get people back to work.
Perhaps an incentive to just hire people, a tax cut if they do have new hires. Also, infrastructure spending. This will be something no doubt would be tricky to get past Republicans, but something the president really wants, infrastructure spending to put some of those unemployed construction workers back to work.
A Marine wounded in the war in Iraq has a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. But Manuel Espinoza says he can't get U.S. citizenship from the State Department.
They said that I have improper documentation, that I have to resubmit everything else again, and I haven't applied ever since. I just got frustrated again.
Espinoza is still in the country with a resident alien card. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
You gotta love going out for a steak dinner. The official meal of something great just happened. She said yes. Well, may I recommend a T-bone for two? Finally got that big promotion? It's filet mignon time. Heck, just getting through another Monday is reason enough for a sizzling sirloin. Oh, yeah. That's the protein-packed power of lean beef. Learn to love all 29 cuts at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
A hopeful sign, perhaps. HR firm Challenger Gray in Christmas reports that U.S. corporate layoff announcements here in August total just over 51,000. Historically a pretty high number, but it's a drop of 23% from the number of announced layoffs in July. Following that, stock futures are holding higher. S&P futures up 12, NASDAQ futures gaining 20. In the coming hour, payroll processor ADP reports on private sector job growth in August, economists looking for an increase of 100,000. If regulators let AT&T acquire T-Mobile, it will not cut any call center jobs in the U.S. In fact, it will bring 5,000 jobs it had outsourced overseas back to the states. That is the promise from AT&T, trying to alleviate fears a combination of the second and fourth largest wireless carriers would result in massive layoffs.
A surprise jump in U.S. crude oil supply last week is allowing oil futures to move inversely to stocks. In early trades, oil futures down more than a dollar a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-517-6933. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-6933. 1-800-517-6933.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
You gotta love going out for a steak dinner. The official meal of something great just happened. She said yes. Well, may I recommend a T-bone for two? Finally got that big promotion? It's filet mignon time. Heck, just getting through another Monday is reason enough for a sizzling sirloin. Oh, yeah. That's the protein-packed power of lean beef. Learn to love all 29 cuts at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here. And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
But I'm excited. I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We welcome everybody. Tony Trupiano with you as we punch into our third hour as First Shift on this Wednesday morning. And what a morning it's been. Certainly, if you missed the last half hour, the retiring president of the Michigan Education Association, Iris Salters, was with us. I thought that it was a sweet interview, actually. And if you get an opportunity, go to the podcast if you miss it and listen to it. She had lots of things to say that I think you need to hear about the past, about the present, and about the future. And appreciated her optimism as she gets ready to, at the end of this workday, to retire after 45 years in education. Certainly, we need to applaud that feat. A great lady. And fortunate that she was a part of my life from time to time during my radio career, not necessarily just this program, but throughout my radio career. Let me turn my attention now to our next guest. If you would, fellas, give me my intro and we'll get going.
Joining us now, editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Anderson.
And we welcome Stephen back to First Shift this morning. And we've got, like I said in the last hour, a potpourri of topics today. I'm excited about today. We got a lot to talk about. Stephen, welcome back to the show. A pleasure to have you with us as always.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
My pleasure. Hey, listen, let me just throw the name out there. John Covington. You were all over. You were all over this. I mean, within I think it was an hour of that announcement, you had called Kansas City, and you were all over this story. Let's talk.
Oh, actually, Kansas City called me.
Oh, okay, even better.
The editorial page editor at the Kansas City Star is a friend of mine, and so she called Friday, and she's like, she says, have you seen this story about our superintendent going there? And it had just gone up on the Free Press website. I mean, I literally had, like you said, maybe an hour. And she said, you know, this guy just quit his job here and told us that he wasn't looking for another job. So, I mean, they were really sort of shell-shocked in Kansas City and felt, I think, very understandably, pretty betrayed by this whole thing.
Yeah, you can say that, especially when he said he wasn't looking for the job. I mean, you know, let's talk a little bit, Stephen Henderson. How did this all come about? Was he looking for a job? I mean, you know.
Well, I think it's obvious that he had to have been, and it's pretty obvious that he had to have been talking with folks here in Detroit and Michigan for a while. I mean, we all know that the governor wants to create a school district for low performing schools, and they're going to start with the low performing schools here in Detroit and eventually rope in schools from all over the state. And that board that will oversee those schools has been working for a couple weeks now on that was their first task, was to find a leader. And so this guy was scheduled to come here last week on Friday. But I had told folks back home where he was working in Kansas City that he wasn't, that he quit his job and said, well, I'm not really looking for another job. I just can't get along with my board here. I think lots of people have been in a position before where, you know, you're in one job thinking about another. You don't want your current employer to know, but, I think taking that to the other level of actually saying, I am not looking for another job means, well, I think it raises it to another level. And I think it raises some other questions about integrity.
Well, that really is the point here, is it not, Stephen? I mean, we at a time when we're and let's take a minute and look at his salary, $175,000 signing bonus. He could make up to $1.5 million in this contract if he meets certain benchmarks. That's not chump change, especially when we talk about a system that is screaming for more money. This is a significant chunk of change.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I mean, in the first year alone, he'll make $400,000, which is more than double what the governor makes in Michigan. Roy Roberts, the emergency manager, is making, $250,000. I mean, there's just a lot of money being thrown at people, individuals, to try to fix systems. And I think one of the things we probably need to have a better discussion about is whether that works, whether that's the best way to move the needle on performance. Roy Roberts has no previous school experience. John Covington, even though I think his resume is very impressive, has never worked in a system even half as large as the one he's taking on here. Kansas City is a very, very small school system. I mean, extremely small compared to Detroit. And so, I think you got to start asking whether this is the way to do what we're trying to do, and whether there might be a different way. I mean, you're spending all this money, and I think you gotta hope that you get results. But boy, I'm not sure there are many models around the country to point to say that this has worked.
Well, then that really is certainly a significant point. And then you take a look at the original group of schools are all Detroit public schools.
Yeah.
And so you ask, are we duplicating efforts here? We have an emergency manager in Roy Roberts. We have, you know, a school board. Now we have a new chancellor that will have his own board. This seems to be getting pretty thick with personnel.
Yeah, it is, and it's a bold kind of move. I mean, one of the things that strikes me about this whole thing is that it is very reflective of the governor's approach to problems so far. He doesn't try or like tinkering. There's almost nothing that Snyder's done that you would describe as a minor modification. The stuff that he's taken on, the things that he's chosen to focus on, he's sort of doubled down very hard on radical moves. And this is one of them. You take the quote unquote lowest performing schools in in the lowest performing district. You'd group them all in one separate district. You say that they're going to have more resources available to them than everybody else, and then you hire this person at an unbelievable salary to lead them. I mean, it really is it's a hard bet, and you know, I think the question always with the governor is, boy, if this doesn't work, you know, what's your plan B, right? If you bet this hard on something, if you make this much change and you don't get the result that you want, one of the things I think we'll start learning in the next year is as some of these things don't pan out the way we want them to, is how he reacts to that. What do you, and I'm not sure, I mean, I don't know that we have a lot of leaders to compare that to in this state, you know, people who make those kinds of very bold decisions about everything that they're confronted with. How do you adjust?
Well, certainly we need results. I mean, at the end of the day, Stephen, the Detroit public school system, any low-performing school system, but because right now we're focusing, and this commission will focus on the Detroit public schools, that's where our focus needs to be. We need results. This can't be a failed experiment. It's bold and it's daring and it makes a statement, but we need it to make more than a statement. We need it to actually make a difference.
We need it to make a difference. And the truth is, you know, with schools, there are some fundamentals that we still don't have in place in Detroit and elsewhere in the state that I think could probably help turn some schools around. I mean, I think, there are skill sets among teachers in Detroit that need to be addressed and upgraded. I think there are morale problems in Detroit. You know, teachers in Detroit do feel, I think, like they've been beat up an awful lot, and I think that's a reasonable conclusion for them to make. I think dealing with those kinds of things is going to be imperative. After all, you are not talking about bringing in all new teachers, for example, in this district. It's going to be the same teachers that you have in DPS. There's no talk of bringing in all new principals, for example, to lead these schools. They're going to be the principals that they have in DPS, but just under a new management structure. And I think, if you're really going to make change, you got to talk about changing the people who have much more direct contact with the kids. And that doesn't mean you have to get new teachers or principals, although in some cases that might be appropriate. But it does mean that you got to address that side of the equation. And none of this stuff that they're doing so far, it really gets at that. I mean, I think, you hire a new superintendent, you say that the school's going to be held harmless from some of the debt that's hanging over DPS. That doesn't necessarily mean you're changing what goes on day to day in the classroom.
No question that's true. Let's take a very quick break here. My guest again, Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor at the Detroit Free Press, host of American Black Journal on PBS here in Detroit. More to get to, including what is shaping up to be an interesting primary battle on the Republican side to face the beloved Debbie Stabenow. We'll talk about that. And also, Bert Johnson's decision to run for Congress in the 13th. Of course, he broke that news right here on this very program a week ago, Friday. And we'll find out what Stephen has to say about that. So we'll take the quick break here. Stay right where you're at. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, well, some showers move through this morning, mostly cloudy otherwise today, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower storm overnight, a low around 67. Then tomorrow, again, a chance for a morning shower, but the sun will come out and the highs will get in the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More on First Shift coming up after this.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
It's time to get your weekend back. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and get help from people who know their stuff. You'll find the top-notch paint and supplies you need to turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list. Ace, the helpful place.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671. Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects. Popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out in the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Tony Trupiano, Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press, my guest once again. He's with us every week at this time. And, you know, Stephen, we've got an interesting scenario brewing. And it's not just about the names now. It's about turf. Certainly the two front runners at this point would certainly have to be Pete Hoekstra and Clark Durant. No question about that. The turf war is between the top Republicans and the state party.
Yes, yes. I think, for starters, you've got two very good candidates for that seat all of a sudden after months of the Republicans, I think, sort of scratching their heads, wondering if they could come up with anybody who could make a race of it at all. Pete Hoekstra jumped in after having said he wouldn't do it, said he'd reconsidered. And now Clark Durant, who is from this side of the state and a very well-known name, especially in Detroit, has said that he'll do it. So you've got these... Now you've got two people who, with the ability to raise money, with name recognition, with party support, saying that they both want it, and then you've got the split now that you're seeing in the party over who's going to support whom. You have the DeVos family, a very prominent Republican family from the west side of the state, saying they're going to support Clark Durant. Now you've got the governor saying he's going to support Pete Hoekstra. So this is going to be one of, I think, one of the premier races next year to watch, just the primary. And then that's not even talking about what will happen once we get to the general election, which should be great.
Right, and Stephen, what's fascinating about this is if I'm Debbie Stabenow, I got to feel really good about that particular matchup because they're going to have to spend a lot of money, the Republicans are, hurting each other. And so if I'm Debbie Stabenow, I don't need to spend my war chest literally until the general. And at this point, you know, she can raise a whole lot of money because now she has a real opponent. Once you've got a real opponent, it's a whole lot easier to raise money.
That's right. That's right. You know, she's got a lot of money going into the race. I mean, she's very well situated to run again and mount a very, very spirited statewide campaign, which is extremely expensive. But you know, as you point out, both of these Republican candidates are going to waste a lot of cash trying to beat each other. And that's cash that they will likely need for the general election. You know, one of the things that's always been a knock on Hoekstra is that he's not great at raising money. You know, that was one of his problems during the gubernatorial primary last year, and I think that was one of the concerns that he had about getting into the race was could I raise enough money to do this. Obviously now it's not just raise enough money to take on Debbie Stabenow, it's to take on Clark Durant, and he's got, you know, some very wealthy interests in his own backyard who are saying, well, you know, if we get in, we're going to get in on the other side. So that is definitely a problem for them. And in addition, Stabenow will now attract national attention from Democrats because she's got a real race. You know, if she had not seeing a real Republican opponent get in, I think it would have been harder to raise money. It's harder to raise money for a race that nobody's interested in. But now this will be a race that everyone's watching. It's a race that at least on paper, there's a way for her to lose. So I think you'll see Democratic money coming into the state from outside to help her out.
Well, it'll be fascinating. I'll say that I know Candace Miller is going to endorse Hoekstra today, her former colleague in the congressional delegation from Michigan. You know, at this point, as we know in politics, endorsements don't win elections, but
no.
Those endorsements come with money do.
Well, I have to say I'm a little dismayed by the very early endorsement. We haven't heard a word from either one of these guys about what they want to do or what differentiates them. I mean, that's what the campaign's for, and it's not expected. I don't expect it to get really go until next winter or maybe even next spring. You know, why don't we wait and see, you know, what shapes up? I think the danger of an early endorsement is that, you know, it turns out not to make any sense once a campaign actually shapes up and says some things, maybe makes some mistakes. So some of these folks could end up getting burned by jumping out so early.
No question. And let's end it today. As I said, last Friday on this very program, State Senator Burt Johnson announced that he would be running for Congress in the 13th congressional district, Stephen Henderson. Initially, he had looked at the 14th. It seems to me, and I think it's obvious to everybody, I'm not saying anything that isn't pretty clear, he's going after John Conyers is what he's doing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I think he's also, it's reasonably surmisable here that he's avoiding Oakland County, which makes up a big part of that other district that comes into Detroit, the other district that he might have run in. And I think number one, being a Detroiter is not a great thing, I think, in that district because I think Oakland County Democrats and Republicans are going to shirk from the idea of being represented by a Detroiter. But then I think Burt also has less exposure with that population than some other folks do. And so he's going to go on the district that, you know, all of these districts, it's hard to figure out a way to describe them because they were drawn so goofy. You know, they're not Detroit districts. They're not, you can't, you know, it's coming up with a name for them. We got to come up with names for the shapes, I think. But this other district moves west through Detroit into the western Wayne suburbs. I think goes all the way out to Westland and downriver. So who knows? I think he will have a better shot in that district, though.
There's no question. There's no question he'll have a better shot in that district. John Conyers, though, odd behavior, shows up at the Southfield City Council meeting, brings the letter praising the city, refuses to be recognized.
Right. Well, I don't know if I want to speculate on what's going on with the congressman, but there's some strange behavior. There's some strange behavior afoot there. You know, I think this is a.
Oh, and we lost Stephen Henderson there. So, well, guys, as you get him back, by the time you do, we will be out of time for the day. But
definitely strange behavior. Yeah,
definitely strange. I don't think John Conyers, as a many-year city member of Congress, liked where this call was going. Anyway, you guys will be kind enough to call Stephen back and thank him for being on with us this week. And we're just going to take a break here and move on. You know, sometimes you can't. Again, you can't write this stuff. You just can't write it. As always, a fascinating dialogue. We'll look forward to having Stephen Henderson on again next Wednesday. And, of course, you can see him on American Black Journal on PBS this weekend, and always read him in the Detroit Free Press on the editorial section. Smart guy. Lucky to have him on the show. We're going to take a quick break here. We're open lines the rest of the program, so feel free to give us a call. 888-552-3595. Tony Truppiano with you. This is First Shift. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Got an accident out there. Somebody left southbound at 9 miles on the shoulder. It's going to cause some delays back up through that 696 interchange. Also, 96 eastbound between Pleasant Valley and Kensington Road. Got some slowdowns there as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some showers early and then mostly cloudy, a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 67. Maybe a shower storm in there. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 85, a slight chance for a shower before 10 a.m. Currently, it's fair and 66 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to Win. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. From Maine to California tomorrow, nurses are converging on 60 congressional offices in 21 states to call for a tax on Wall Street to pay for the economic healing of our nation. Union RNs will sponsor soup kitchens and food pantries as they speak out on the need for jobs, health care, education, and housing. National Nurses United says the message is that Americans are hurting and they need jobs, a secure retirement, and no more austerity cuts. Nurses are asking members of Congress to sign a pledge to support a Wall Street transaction tax that will raise sufficient revenue to make Wall Street pay for the devastation that it's caused on Main Street. National Nurses United says a Wall Street tax on the very speculative financial activities that caused the 2008 financial meltdown could raise hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for the programs desperately needed to reduce the pain and suffering working families are still feeling. As the United Auto Workers Union tries to reach a new contract with the Detroit 3 automakers, workers at Ford are voting on a strike authorization in case one is needed. Ford's 41,000 UAW workers are the only Detroit auto workers who can still strike, if necessary. Ford workers want a raise, the restoration of their cost of living allowances, and higher starting wages for the entry-level workers who earn just half of what veteran UAW members make. The Detroit 3 auto contracts expire September 14th. UAW President Bob King says concessions and givebacks by the union to help save the U.S. auto industry has cost auto workers between $7,000 and $30,000 each over the life of the contract. The Communications Workers of America aren't waiting until Congress reconvenes to start the battle over funding for the Federal Aviation Administration. Jesse Russell reports.
Republicans have been unwilling to permanently reauthorize funding for FAA programs due to opposition to a new mediation rule they fear would make it easier for airline employees to form unions. The last time the GOP stonewalled funding, it resulted in a shutdown of portions of the FAA, costing the government nearly $400 million. It saw more than 75,000 employees, both FAA employees and construction workers, furloughed without pay. If the Republicans return to Congress with the desire to play games with jobs, it could result in a shutdown as soon as September 16th. The CWA has launched mailers and robocalls, encouraging taxpayers to pressure their representatives to pass a clean FAA reauthorization bill. One of the primary targets of the CWA is House Transportation Committee Chairman John Micah of Florida. The union has launched a website called Micah Watch, counting down to the next potential shutdown.
This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back to the liberal media. I am Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. You know, Hurricane Irene behind us, the devastation, of course, far from over. The price tag continues to escalate on a daily basis. But, folks, don't worry about it because Rush Limbaugh has it all figured out. And he knows the president is profoundly disappointed that Irene wasn't as big as it was. In fact, he's so on top of this story that he really took it upon himself on Monday to say the following on his show.
But I'm going to tell you something. The hysterical reporting on Irene, they couldn't wait for this storm. Obama, I'll guarantee you this. I'll guarantee you Obama was hoping this is going to be a disaster as another excuse for his failing economy. I mean, if he's out there blaming tsunamis, if he's blaming earthquakes, and whatever other natural disasters there are, I mean, this one made to order.
This one was made to order. So you stop and think about what our good friend Rush just said, you know. And it's funny. It's actually quite funny because the weather actually does impact the economy. Rush would know that, don't you think? That when you have an earthquake or a tsunami or a hurricane, it actually affects the economy because you then have to. Do I really have to explain this? You got to like invest money into fixing stuff up, and
he only knows it when a Republican is in office.
Oh. Well, you know, and then, of course, we've got Eric Cantor's proposal that we really can't go fix infrastructure and roads that had been devastated by the weather because we need to cut, I don't know, education spending? Because we got to balance, you know, that out somehow, right? And that's the way I understand it. Interesting. Very interesting. I'm really glad I'm not a Republican. And I'll bet you right now there are Republicans that are going, I'm really glad you're not one either. Could never understand, can't even begin to think like one, and I'm blessed. I'm so happy that that's true. It's of course the political season, and so as has got to happen, right? And you knew the question was going to come, and it happened during a press conference with Jay Carney, who's the White House spokesperson, the other day, and somebody asked him, a reporter asked him about Hillary Clinton running. You got to hear this exchange; it's just hilarious.
Hold on 1 second.
All right, we're going to hold on to that one.
And actually, we can get to it right now. But yeah, it is kind of funny how he was asked.
It's hilarious.
Senator Bernie Sanders said, and this is a quote, one of the reasons the president has moved so far to the right is there is a primary opposition to him. And my question, why is the president certain that Hillary won't run against him?
You win the award for originality today. The president's focused not on any election. He's focused right now on He's doing his job to grow the economy, create jobs, ensure that Americans who are in the path of this hurricane are taken care of.
I understand, but you're running away from this question. I mean, can you guarantee that, I mean, are you sure that Hillary is not going
to
run?
You'd have to ask her. We're fairly confident that we need to focus on the task at hand.
Honestly, really? I mean, at what level does a serious reporter ask that question? It's just ridiculous. And the premise for the question, again, as Jeff said, the premise for the question is just great. You know, Bernie Sanders said that the reason the president has gone so far to the right is because he does not have a primary challenger. So is Hillary going to run?
Do you think there's any, you know, substance behind that? The fact that, you know, he's trying to work with the right and seem like really moderate, so he pulls people from the right more in his direction.
If that's his strategy, it's not working. So he better change it pretty quickly. You know, Jeff, I think it's become crystal clear that the jobs program that he's going to talk about after Labor Day has to be absolutely sensational, or this guy's toast. I'm talking about Obama. I think he's toast if they don't come out with something huge after the Labor Day weekend. He'll be in Detroit for the Labor Day parade. He will be giving a speech in Detroit during the Labor Day parade.
Who won't be? Richard Trump is going to be here. You're going to be there. Obama's going to be there. That's like the big three right there.
Well, you know, feel free to join me. That'd be the big four.
Yeah, me?
Absolutely.
I have to get a brand new Dearborn Ford-built truck first, and then I can show up to a parade like that.
Pick me. Pick me. I have one. So thanks for recognizing that. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-552-3595. We are open lines at the top of the hour. I want to welcome Dave and Ann Arbor to First Shift. Dave, thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I just sat here listening to you mention, Congressman Cantor's desire to have equal cuts for any money that the federal government comes up with to help the people that were
devastated during the hurricane.
Right, in the hurricane. Why doesn't the president take the cut out of the budget for the United States House of Representatives? I mean, Cantor wants the cuts, and then he could send a handwritten note to all the other congressmen and say, "You got any complaints? Talk to Mr. Cantor."
I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine. You know, it's interesting because Debbie Stabenow tried to enact legislation that said that if the federal government were to shut down, that they would not be able to get paid, any members of Congress in the House or in the Senate. And do you know that they wouldn't pass that legislation?
Well, what do you think?
I'm just saying, Dave. I mean, it's hypocritical of them to say, you know, that we need to cut funding, but had the government is shut down, they would have still got their paycheck.
Well, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. And if Obama was to do something like that, do you think that he'd get the attention of some voters?
Yeah, he'd certainly get my attention. I think he'd get yours, too.
Well, we can only hope. I hope that the president comes up with a little bit of courage somewhere, because something's got to be done. And it doesn't appear that he's all that enthusiastic about having to put his foot down.
Well, so, Dave, here's the reality. As of this morning, he's running neck and neck with Rick Perry. If the election were to be held today, we don't know who would win that race. That should never happen again.
Well, I'll tell you what. As a lifelong Democrat, my disappointment, really, in the president's first term in office is disturbing. And when he came out and said that he would be perfectly satisfied or content as a one-term president, that really bothered me.
Well, you know what? So, it wouldn't have bothered me if he would have been bold and progressive and earth-shattering in some way, but he has not been. And, you know, yep. and that's what bothers me. It'd be different if he came out of the box as this strong progressive that he ran as, and he's been disappointing in that regard. Now, Dave, with that said, he has a chance to redeem himself after Labor Day. And what he does, whatever this jobs program is, has to be truly, truly jaw-droppingly huge. And then I think that wakes up the Democrats again.
Well, he's got he's got a task in front of himself, and he's got only, if he wants to blame somebody, I think he should just stand in front of a full-length mirror and
absolutely
take a close look.
Absolutely. I think that's always true, Dave. We can always trace the root cause to our problems to the person that we're looking at in the mirror. No question that's true. Dave, appreciate your call a great deal. Again, we're open lines, 888-552-3595. Yeah, there's dissatisfaction. By the way, the Governor Rick Snyder is calling for shared sacrifice again. He did a town hall in Caro, Michigan, the other day, and he's once again using the shared sacrifice line. Of course, those of us that are paying attention keep on waiting for the Republicans to share in that sacrifice. They just don't seem to understand that. He, of course, paints himself as a courageous leader, and that it takes bold, courageous leadership to do what he's doing. Your thoughts on that? Do you see Rick Snyder as a bold, courageous leader, or do you see him as a Republican shill that understands who butters his bread, and that as one of the wealthiest people in the state of Michigan, he benefits mostly from the policies that he advocates, not to mention those quote-unquote job creators that aren't creating jobs.
Isn't it funny where shared sacrifice actually means? It means, come on, poor people, you gotta put your money into the pile here. It doesn't mean, come on, rich people, let's get money in here and be patriotic, because that's taking money from the job creators.
Well, let's be mindful, Jeff, that the poor 99.6% of them do own refrigerators, Jeff.
That's an incredible amount. And 50% of them have a cell phone. I mean, what are they doing?
What the hell is this all about? How can you be poor and actually have a cell phone? Just makes no sense. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
It's funny because the Republicans have a good idea. And the idea is you've got to increase the tax base. You know, broaden the base. That means more people paying taxes, which I agree with. But the problem is you've got to make sure that those people that you want to pay taxes have the money to do so. So that means paying them a better, fair wage and making more jobs so that more of them have jobs.
Well, again, this is the simple math argument, and I know how much people hate simple math, but if you're taking 2% from somebody making $20,000 a year or 2% from somebody making, you know, $190,000 or $240,000 or $290,000 a year, who's actually paying more of their income? The person making $20,000 or $40,000 a year. It's simple math. It affects them more. There's nothing shared in that. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more to do on the other side. Feel free. We're going to wrap things up as well. But feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Is Rick Snyder, our governor, the state of Michigan, a courageous leader? Do you see that what he's doing has taken a lot of courage, a lot of bravado? Do you see that there's a way forward because of his strong leadership? Do you see him as being a strong leader? That's the question. We'll take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of this, and we'll also wrap it up on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Tony Trupiano.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310
WDTW. Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Democrats are talking about job creation. Republicans are talking about how to protect the wealthiest Americans. How are we going to begin to bridge that gap?
That's what Democrats are for. President Obama from day one has been focused on getting our economy turned around. We've gone from bleeding 750,000 plus jobs a month to now every month for the last 15 months we've had job growth in the private sector.
First Shift. With Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you. By the way, Jeff, I'm actually broadcasting from Studio R. Did you know this was Studio R?
R.
It says right on the door, right? There's a little like label that says Studio R. So,
oh, that's right. I think this one's Q. So,
well, I like that. I like that we can brand our studio Studio R. Broadcasting live from Studio R in the Clear Channel Plaza.
It's like Sesame Street. We're brought to you by the letter R today.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm kind of digging that. Got to figure out now how to work it into the show. Now that I know that, I'm pretty happy. We are going to go back to the phones. By the way, very, very quickly, the debate we were having yesterday about unemployment and the jobs number, don't look at the percentage of those unemployed or employed. Look at the number of people employed. We need to be creating, listen to me now, we need to be creating at least 125,000 jobs a month in order to have a zero growth. And we're not coming close to that. If you look at the numbers of people employed, exponentially, Obama has created more jobs than George Bush ever thought he could. So, yes, the number might have been lower under Bush. The percentage might have been lower under Bush. The number is higher under Obama. Keep that in mind. All right, let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Hardy in Royal Oak. Hardy, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. Hey, I met you at the Stephanie Miller show.
Yes, you do. You don't have a name that you easily forget. So, yep, I knew who you were.
Yeah, and that last point you just made, I heard you responding to a caller yesterday about and he started spewing some talking points about jobs and such yesterday. But, my point is what I talked to you a little bit about the show is in the messaging and that when I hear people say that Obama's approval ratings are down at 30% or 35%, and, you know, what I try to explain to them and say, yeah, but, you know, 40% of those people are people who don't see him as progressive enough or left enough, and it's a much smaller percentage, typically that Tea Party wing, see him as just being wrong about everything. So that approval rating is not necessarily, everybody hates him for the same reason. They hate him for much different reasons.
And you're right. And if we were to ask, Hardy, if we were to ask that same group of people, the Democrats in that group, how many would vote to reelect him? The majority, the vast majority, would vote to reelect him.
Correct. And, you know, and that's a big thing, is that there is certainly a level of bandwagon mentality, and the kind of sports analogy that you can apply to politics these days, and I think that's what Fox is sort of you know, that's how they hang their hat. But the other thing I heard, and I heard something yesterday, I think it was one on, it may have been on Ed Schultz's show or somebody's show, but they had a guy call in and he brought up that talking point that I've heard, and Fox was all over it at one point, about, you know, people making $250,000 are not rich. And what I wanted, I think it was Ed Schultz, because he's so involved with the unions and the schools, particularly in Wisconsin. I wanted him so badly to say, where did that caller stand on the unions and the public, you know, when people were saying teachers are overpaid at $60,000-$80,000 a year, and here's the same guy saying that $250,000 a year is not wealthy.
And again, you know, Hardy, it's just a long string of hypocrisy amongst those right. that love the Republican talking points, and you correctly identified them as talking points because that there's no substance there. When right. you ask for facts, you don't get facts, or they're not facts that are applicable to the situation, or you're not comparing apples to apples, and all of that, of course, matters to smarter people, Hardy.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate
just to leave you with, I almost want, you know, President Obama to sit down there and sit down with Boehner, sit down with Cantor, and actually sit down and discuss facts, open forum. You know, it's the old adage, right? You can have your own opinion, you can't have your own facts.
You're right. No, and, exactly. and they'll never agree to do it. Hardy, thank you for your call. We're just getting short on time. No problem. Let's get to Herb in Northville. Want to make sure we get Herb in here. Herb, good morning. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Tony. Your last segment when you talked about how you expected the president to present a huge job package or whatever.
Yes.
I'm afraid I don't want you to set this up for failure, which would simply increase disappointment even more. I mean, the president thinks about the entire nation. He thinks about what's going to get some play in Congress. He's thinking about the need to peel away some Republicans in the Senate side, at least.
With all due respect, Herb, let me just stop you with what you just said, to peel away some Republicans. Do you even think there's such a thing right now as a Republican that would be willing to cross over to the Democrat side on jobs? Do you? And I'm asking you if you really believe that there are some that would do that.
It's not likely for most of the 47, but he doesn't mean it. But early in the administration, he did get some crossovers. But no, I think his positions have hardened. But simply offering something, just to offer something, is just going to become a talking point to attack him with, you know, next year.
But at the same time, if he doesn't go big enough, you know, he made a comment on the Tom Joyner show yesterday. I don't know if you heard any of the audio from that, Herb. But he had made a comment on the Tom Joyner show yesterday that if we were able to create 1 million jobs, that we would be able to bring the unemployment rate down anywhere between a full to 1.5 percentage points. That's not a bad program. I certainly would welcome 1 million jobs. I'm not turning that away. Jan Schakowsky, a congresswoman from the state of Illinois, also has a jobs program that she is going to introduce in a few days that would create 2 million jobs. If we can combine those two programs, assuming they're not similar or not identical, and Herb, you're a smart guy, and you know how the numbers work. We've got to create X amount of jobs every month in order to have a positive impact on reducing the amount of unemployed people in this country. We're not going to do it. Yeah, we're not going to do it by adding 18,000 jobs a month. We're not going to impact that number. We're just not.
Well, that's a net. I mean, part of the problem with putting it all into one big bucket is that fairly good, steady growth in private sector employment has been offset and dragged down by drastic cuts in the local state, at the local and state level, in public sector employment, driven by all these budget crises that they have.
And right, and that's been driven by what political party, Herb?
Well, that's Republican.
Thank you. You're right.
By putting it all in a bucket and saying it's all the jobs together and not being able to parse it out and calling it a percentage, then you lay that on Obama and it becomes tough to argue, you know, because you have to spend 2 minutes arguing the difference between public and private sector, and by then
your talking points.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not even talking to the Republicans. If they care to listen, then that's fine. I'm talking to the Democrats that will actually take the time to see that I know what I'm talking about and I did my homework. Herb, thank you. Love you. Herb's a good friend and love that he called the show. That'll do it for us today. We're just out of time. Jeff and Todd, thank you again. Without you, it doesn't happen. The audience, of course, it's about you. I'm Tony Truppiano, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Got a couple of accidents out there, 94 westbound after Michigan Avenue. It's on the shoulder, so keep an eye out for that. No delays. 94 eastbound at Addison, though, we have a disabled vehicle there blocking the right lane. Expect some minor delays in behind that. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Taking a final look at the forecast in the National Weather Service. Today, scattered showers mainly before noon, mostly cloudy, a high near 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, a thunderstorm overnight, the low around 67. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 85 degrees. Currently, it's fair and 66 at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores,